a rough trail, and when we were skiing it, the equipment we had was practically nothing, you know, just a strap on a ski.
Art Borden grew up skiing the Thunderbolt Trail on Mount Greylock in Adams, Massachusetts. Borden and 18 others from the town used the skills they honed on the mountain when they went to serve their country during World War II. Blair Mahar is a friend of Borden's and in 2008 helped form the Thunderbolt Ski Runners.
So all these guys from Adams grow up, you know, they cut their teeth skiing on the Thunderbolt, you know, as teenagers, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16 in Adams with the mountain in their backyard, basically. And then they become very proficient skiers. In the early 40s, the first U.S. Mountain Division, the 10th Mountain Division, is formed out in Colorado. And these guys, you know, you had to have three letters of recommendation just to get in. So you had to go to, you know, local people in the area who could, you know, kind of testify as to your mountaineering skills, your ski skills. So these guys all get their three letters, and they're just volunteering like crazy to go into the 10th Mountain Division.
As part of the weekend celebrations, the Thunderbolt Ski Museum is hosting a lecture by author Charlie Sanders Friday night. Sanders' book, The Boys of Winter, highlights the role U.S. ski troops played in the Second World War. Here's Mahar.
More men from Adams went into the 10th Mountain Division during World War II per capita than any other town in America. So we're a small town, but per capita, we sent a lot of boys off to the 10th.
Borden says all but one of the Adams boys came home after serving in the 85th, 86th, and 87th regiments of the U.S. Army's 10th Mountain Division in Italy. Rudy Kinesny was killed in action on April 17, 1945. He is commemorated in Sanders' book and in the Thunderbolt Museum, along with the other men from Adams. Borden, now 90, recalls a night in Italy's Apennine Mountains.
He said, "Well, Sergeant, go back and get him." So I went back down the mountain. We were almost on top. Went back down the mountain, and in the dark, 3 o'clock in the morning, I know these guys were near a cliff, and I thought I didn't hit it in the right spot, but I was right above them. So I was talking to him, telling him to go to my left, and I'd pick him up, we'd go back up the mountain. And the rocks beneath my feet let go, and down I went.
Borden's injuries landed him in the hospital for 13 days.
I fell off a cliff and got hurt, but that, you don't get any medals for that.
When Borden and the others returned to Adams, they continued skiing Mount Greylock, offering lessons to kids three nights a week during the winter.
But now when we came home, now that's another story. Now we all joined together, you know.
It was just like old times when you came home?
Oh, yeah, it was just like old times all over again.
The Thunderbolt Trail was a project of the Civilian Conservation Corps in the 1930s. After its inaugural race in 1935, the trail garnered the attention of Olympians from across the world and served as the site of championship races for what is now the United States Ski and Snowboard Association. In 2010, Mahar and others brought the race back for its 75th anniversary after it had been missing from the mountain for more than 30 years. What makes the race so unique is that the stopwatch starts at the bottom of the mountain. Skiers and snowboarders strap their equipment onto their backs and trek 3 miles up the mountain to race 1.6 miles down, just like the old days. The fastest total time up and down the mountain is less than 1 hour. As in years past, Borden hopes he and the other 10th Mountain veterans can place the medals around the necks of this year's winners.
You take the Thunderbolt right now. Take an 80-year-old kid with new equipment like they have today, he'd come down there like nothing.
There's more information about the Thunderbolt Trail, the race, and Thunderfest at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.